Blog Talk Radio.
Here at the old folks' home in the desert, the staff tries their hardest to come up with activities for us, old and infirm people. Yesterday we had horse races where we rolled big fuzzy dice, probably from a lowrider in South Phoenix, and then moved horse heads on sticks over a numbered cloth. I think I had to put my stick down. It wasn't performing well enough, so I put it on under. Anyway, tomorrow it's Hawaiian Day, and we get spam by the pool.
Ooh,
think about
bye
it.
Bye.
I am
an
thinking about
open swimming pool and crazy old people in wheelchairs. What could possibly go wrong? Which brings us back to spam, nature's most perfect food, Eli, right?
Absolutely. I'm salivating as you speak, John.
Oh, well, I made 3 cans of spam this afternoon, and we're going to put 2 sticks in them. I cut them into pieces, and we're going to be handing those out with pineapple. You know, spam is a treat for anyone who fought in World War I, which many of my neighbors did, I guess. Having a Hawaiian Day so close to the island's tragedy seems kind of insensitive, I guess. But, well, we have spam, so that trumps the tragedy.
It would only be insensitive, John, if you burnt it.
Oh, God. Anyway, it's Thursday night on Blog Talk Radio, and you're listening to the train wreck that we lovingly call Eat Me, with Captain Jet, Eli, Peggy, the two Cindys, and yours truly, the denizen of the desert. Hold your noses. Grab a beer or legal narcotic substance and journey with us through the gates of hell. May God have mercy on our souls. I'm John Guy.
And I'm Eli Rachelvich.
And I'm Peg Palmer.
And I'm Cindy Baker.
And we're missing the captain and Cindy Montgomery right now, but I'm pretty sure Cindy Montgomery will be coming aboard shortly, I'm hoping. Meanwhile, God, 3 cans of spam, and I was just eating away as I was frying it up. And, you know, it is nature's most perfect food.
Hey, we're up to 149 listeners. Isn't that
what?
Something?
Okay.
149.
And we're going for 400 tonight. We need 400. So all the listeners need to call their friends, their relatives.
And
someone's using an adding machine, it appears. Yes, Peggy.
Josh from Covina, California has just called in, and he said, here we go. Every week we get derailed. Keep it going. And we're good
there.
At that.
We're a train wreck. We're a train
we
wreck.
We are.
A train wreck.
We are. You know, I mean, it's what can you say? What can you say? We start off talking about food. Eli, what'd you eat this week, buddy?
Well, I sent you guys a picture earlier this week. I said when I got back to India, I was going to try it. A new taco. I took Hormel chili with beans, put it in a hard shell taco, covered that with Kraft macaroni and cheese. And to spice it up a little bit, I sliced up a jalapeno and put on top of that. And on top of that, I put Cheese Whiz, John. It was
oh
delicious.
My God.
Gourmet.
The cheese whiz
did
it. That's right.
The beautiful Ms. Racovitz hates cheese whiz.
Well, again, isn't that one of nature's more perfect foods?
The only cheese better than cheese whiz is the good old block of government cheese we got when I was a kid.
Oh, there you
great.
Go.
That was stale white bread makes the best grilled cheese sandwiches in the world.
Oh, that's causing all the cardiacs in America today.
Ah. I don't think the name of the show is Eat Healthy and Live Long.
Yeah, I know.
I think the other Cindy Montgomery is trying to get on if we can get Mr. Mancini working on this. That would be good. We can get her, too.
Dalen from Chelmsford, Massachusetts says, Cindy Baker on again. Hooter talk. Yay.
Yeah.
So, Cindy, you got a fan.
There you go.
Thank you.
We had bratwurst and sauerkraut for supper tonight. Yum.
Ooh, you did.
I did.
Was it greasy? Was it greasy?
Well,
John?
Yeah. Yeah, it needs to be
enjoyable.
To make the grade.
Yeah.
Oh, that stuff is just horrible.
You know what's great? When you pick it up out of the pan and it's dripping grease. Oh.
Now you're talking, Ray. Now you're talking.
That's
hot,
right.
A hot surgeon's dream.
Hey, we have to keep people working.
In business, don't we? Yeah. Which brings up the New York Jets.
Yeah.
Speaking of heart troubles, I saw Ray where you were making another helmet.
Yeah.
How many of those corner creations do you have out there?
665.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's how many you have?
That's not all Jet stuff though. That's a lot of other things. A lot of San Francisco 49ers, Packers, everything.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And
are they
baseball statues. Yeah, on helmets, and I make statues.
Wow.
I make everything. Mark has a lot of my work.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
You just put me on.
Thank you. I've got a trivia question for Eli and Ray. You ready?
We're ready.
All right. What town in America with the least population had its own NFL team?
Now we're talking all time, John.
The least population?
Least
That's
population.
Arizona Cardinals.
Oh,
are we talking currently or all time, John?
All time. All time.
Ooh.
Smallest town to have an NFL team.
Well, we know the current one, Green Bay, but what?
The old one was LaRue, Ohio, population 646.
Wow.
LaRue, Ohio,
really?
Was home of an NFL team for 2 years.
I guess they missed
the team.
Correct.
The Oorang Indians played out of LaRue. They only played one home game, and that was in Marion, Ohio. All the other games were on the road. Jim Thorpe was their player coach.
Wow.
And the entire the entire team was made up of Native Americans.
Excellent. Awesome.
15 different tribes.
Wow.
How cool is that?
Pretty cool.
That's great.
Yeah. And let's see. Two of their players made the NFL Hall of Fame. So they must have been pretty good.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they played in a little town in Ohio that was so small it didn't have a field.
Wow.
So they had to go 15 miles to Marion, Ohio, the county seat, and play in a city park. Their one home game. But... I was stunned. 1922 and 1923, they were NFL franchise holders.
Wow.
Is somebody eating potato chips? You guys hear a lot of static? It sounds like somebody's like rattling potato chips. Is that right?
It's a food show, damn it.
Yeah, I want to know what kind you're eating. What kind are you eating?
I'm playing with some things I got in the mail.
She's a crafty girl. She's crafty.
Okay.
Morning.
So I was looking up this LaRue thing, and they were called Oorang Indians, O-O-R-A-N-G, Oorang Indians.
Yeah,
traveling team, played in near Marion. Yep, interesting.
Well,
it was
named after a breed of dog.
Really?
It was a kennel owner in LaRue, Ohio, who had registered dogs, and so for publicity for his dog kennel, he decided to buy an NFL franchise.
Oh, my God.
That's
cool.
Yep.
And the dog was
the
new way
to do it.
Yep.
The kennel's not there anymore. The dogs obviously are not there anymore, and neither are the Native Americans.
They probably ran them off, too.
Yeah, probably.
Do it again.
Yeah.
They got what they wanted out of them and ran them off.
But every single player was a Native American.
Well,
everyone.
Here's an Ohio Native thing that I bet you didn't know about me, John.
Okay.
Not my great-grandmother, who I did get to meet on the reservation. My mom's half-blood Panther Clan Shawnee. But my great-grandmother, who I did not get a chance to meet, was part of the Indian Force March out of Philadelphia, Ohio, with the Indian Removal Act.
Oh, really?
So I was one generation away from meeting someone who was force marched. My grandmother was born, or my great grandmother was born on the reservation out in Oklahoma.
Oh, wow.
And I'm just curious, Eli, what kind of food do you think she would be preparing?
Now or back then?
Back then.
Well, unfortunately, they were totally dependent at that point on the U.S. government, so they probably got some bad horse meat or something else, grain or
fish and vegetables.
Yeah, if you want to know, if you want to talk about mistreatment, read some books about Andrew Jackson's Removal Act.
Yeah. They ate a lot of fish and vegetables.
Well, not when they were being force marched, Ray. They put them in places where there wasn't any game.
Where no fish to eat. Yeah.
And you know something a lot of people don't realize? That there is no such thing as an Indian. There is no such thing as an Indian. The Native Americans
are Native Americans. They are not Indians. They were called Indians because they thought they reached the West Indies. That's why they called them Indians. There's no such thing as an Indian. They are by law their tribe name. Cherokees, Apaches. They're Apache Indians, Cherokee. There's so many Indian nations. But they are not Indians.
Didn't
they call them Indians because they thought they reached India when they first arrived?
But there's more to it than that. Russell Means, who created AIM when they retook over the that part of the Dakotas in the late 60s and early 70s up at Wounded Knee, he did not like to be called a Native American. He said he was an Indian. My grandfather called himself an Indian. So, name this, name that. All I know is that my family's comfortable with either name.
Yeah, they call themselves, some of them call themselves Indians because they were raised that way. But they were called
true.
Indians because when the settlers came over, they thought they were in the West Indies, and that's why they called them Indians.
I wish you would have landed over there.
They didn't know this continent existed. They were trying to get to the West Indies, and they thought they reached the West Indies, and that's why they called them Indians.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Well, and I have a problem calling them Native Americans simply due to the fact that they were here first.
Right.
Yeah.
We should be called, Native Indians, I don't know, but they were here before we were. So why are we calling them Native Americans?
The greatest country the English ever stole.
That's right.
Yes, for sure. They
And it was all about food, if you remember back. The Boston Tea Party was about food and drink.
Not the Boston Tea. You're talking about the Thanksgiving, aren't you?
Nope. I'm talking about the Tea Party where they dumped all the tea into Boston Harbor.
That wasn't about the tea. That was about a tariff.
It was, but they still dumped tea into the harbor there.
Harbor.
Yeah. I don't know. It's messy when you take over a country and then you decide you're just going to get rid of the original inhabitants and rename it.
In AD 1000, I went to this place called Serpent Mound in Ohio. And they called it Fort Ancient, and they were the Fort Ancient culture, and they were here before, Americans or Europeans.
Yeah,
and it's an interesting place. If you get a chance to go there, it's really neat.
Yeah, that place.
And the only other, the Serpent Mound.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. They called it. They say here it's the Adena culture, ADENA, the Adena culture.
Yeah. And you've got a lot of mounds.
Yeah. The only other mound effigy of a snake is in Scotland, I think they said. Is it Scotland? The only other snake. This thing is huge. You have to look at it from like a fire. What do they do when they go up in the forest with these big ladder things that you would spot fires from? A lookout. Yeah, like a lookout.
Yeah.
And you go up there and you look down on it. It's just amazing. Amazing. And the serpent is swallowing a giant egg.
West
he's eating
Virginia's
an egg.
Virginia's got mounds.
We do here in Indiana also. Mound State Park.
That's right.
Where are the ones in Indiana?
About an hour northeast of Indianapolis.
Yeah. Mound State
Park.
Indiana.
And what are they called? Or do they have... are they just the mounds?
There's several. I can't remember who they built them, but it's a cool park. I camp there a lot.
Oh, Oh, wow.
Well, here in Arizona, so much was built by an ancient Indian tribe that vanished.
As a novelty, isn't it?
They have no idea where the Hohokams went, but we still have structures and canals that they built.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're kind of unique to go there.
Disappeared.
Makes you wonder what happened.
Maybe they ran out of water back then, too.
That could be. That could be.
Yeah.
I know that historians have been looking for Virginia Dare forever.
Hmm.
That was the settlement, the white settlement that just vanished.
Yeah.
Really?
Is that Jamestown? Around Jamestown?
Yeah, around that area, and you know, the settlers came back to look for them, and they were gone, and no trace whatsoever.
And they were called the Dare, D-A-R-E, or Adare?
I don't remember exactly what they were called. Virginia Dare, D-A-R-E. Was one of the settlers, a little girl or a baby or whatever, and she vanished. Everybody vanished.
Wow. Yeah. Croatoan.
Yes.
Croatoan.
That's the only clue that they got, yes. That one word that nobody could figure out carved on a tree.
Ooh.
But it's a sad footnote to American history that the Indians basically gave us a country and showed us how to cultivate it, and in return we gave them blankets with smallpox on them.
Well, they just didn't have any kind of immunity to anything.
No.
That's right.
No. In fact, us old people here in the desert, we'd be dead by now if we lived 100 years earlier.
Oh, God, yes.
If we lived 100 years earlier, I wouldn't be here.
Hey, John?
Hey, John? Yes, sir. Yeah.
Do you see roadrunners out there?
Oh yeah.
Do they taste like chicken?
I don't know. I never had any roadrunner meat, but they are a very nasty bird.
Really?
You don't want to get into a tussle with a roadrunner.
They're meat.
They make
soup.
Can they make that beep beep sound?
No.
Yeah. Not as
you would
as
think
that.
They would, but they do not, in fact.
They're not welcome.
They don't throw things at people either.
No. And, you know, they do not represent the Acme fireworks company either.
That's right. You know, that's interesting that you say that. I have not seen a roadrunner in a very long time out here. I used to see more of them. You used to see them, you know, pretty here and there. You see a lot of quail, but you definitely don't see any roadrunners.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you see horned toads?
Horned toads?
Do you see horned toads? Yeah. When I lived in Arizona when I was a kid, we would catch horned toads and play with them, you know, and stuff. And I hear they're really endangered now.
There's not as many in the low desert. I know there's still in the high desert. Yeah. They're horned toads. They got horns all over their heads and stuff. They're really cute.
Mm-hmm. And they,
get
excited. They shoot blood from their eyes.
Like saxophones?
Like
what kind of horns are we talking?
Oh, we're
talking. They have little spiky faces. They're kind of like discs covered with spiky little things on them.
And when you, Peggy, when you played with them, did they ultimately pass away?
No, we just, they just, I mean, it was just like catching, I suppose, catching toads or frogs or something. We just let them go.
And
but,
yet, and yet the younger generation licks them. You lick a toad, and supposedly you can get high from licking a toad.
Be careful what you lick.
I was going to say,
I
lick
know.
A toad, toad.
Yeah, a toad,
but
not
you
a
know,
toad. A toad. Yeah.
If you lick a toad, if you lick a toad with heroin on it, I can imagine. But I don't know.
Well,
get high from
it. No, there are frogs here in Florida that are very poisonous like that too. So if an animal licks them, it'll kill them.
Ooh.
So
it's a fly?
Not that unusual.
You said it was
so
a
don't
fly.
Don't eat anything that you. Yeah.
We got bullfrogs here. Bullfrogs here. The guys, there's guys that actually go out to the, all these streams. They grab them, and they just they have shears with them, and they just cut the legs right off. There's frog bodies all over the place, and just without legs. They cut the legs right off.
Can't they use little tiny wheelchairs?
Yeah, no, not die right away. But
they wish they had.
I seen a guy one day cut legs off him. I says, "Do you actually eat that stuff?" He says, "Yeah, it tastes just like chicken." I says, "Well, if it tastes just like chicken, why don't you buy some damn chicken? It's only $1.49. You get about 12 legs for $1.49. Come on."
Yeah, that's right.
Unless you live here.
$1.49?
Huh?
Cindy, did you say you would eat some frog legs?
I said if you
had frog legs before.
Unless you live here, you'd be eating them. Remember the other night with our tiny, tiny chicken
legs?
Oh,
God, yes. Yes. We had mysteriously tiny chicken legs and breasts and thighs and wings that we're not sure if they came from a baby chicken or like
a
dwarf chicken. Yeah, no, maybe a roadrunner. That's a good point.
Chicken.
The meat had like a sweet kind of flavor to it. It was really strange. Yeah, we're still trying to figure out what that
was. It's sweet because they added something at the factory.
You think it was in the batter?
Yeah.
You think it was in the batter, huh?
We have a maintenance guy here named Rodney. And Rodney is from Louisiana, and I guarantee you, he has had frog legs.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah.
You know, they cook those oven stuff in chickens. They weigh about 12 pounds. They look like a turkey. They're so big. That's chickens they injected them with some stuff that they glow in the dark. You know?
Oh my God.
I don't want to name the brand, but everybody knows the brand I'm talking about. But they got to be injected these things with stuff to make them that big. They look like little turkeys, for God's sakes.
Well, and what I can't get
over
is
our farm, and they grew big like that. They dressed out at like 10 or 12 pounds, but they just grazed freely and ate stuff from the garden, and we didn't do anything to them at all. Rhode Island Reds, I think they're called.
Yeah, the Rhode Island Reds, yeah.
They're
big. They're big up here.
Oh, there.
How many listeners do we have, Peggy?
I haven't heard from Mark lately. Let me check and see.
Oh,
no,
my God.
I bet it's just going up astronomically. Because we started with a 149. That's awesome.
Yeah. So
when Mark gets back, he'll update us.
Okay.
A few minutes.
That sounds good. Speaking of sounding good, Eli?
Yes,
what,
John.
What West Virginia food group do you want to share tonight with us?
Hey, we got 276, according to Mark.
276?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We need 400. I'm pretty sure.
Everyone needs
keep
to call
us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody needs to call somebody.
What happens when you hit 400?
We put our clothes back on.
Oh.
Okay.
We have a naked Chinese fire drill.
That's right. Pretty much.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, John, did you ever ask Cindy what weird thing she ever ate?
No, I haven't.
Well, you should.
Okay.
We have to initiate her. Yeah.
That's right. Cindy Baker, what's the weirdest food you've eaten?
I guess it would be when I had the rattlesnake.
Okay.
Did
it taste like chicken?
I had to cook it myself.
That's another one that tastes like chicken.
She had to cook it herself. Did you skin it, Cindy?
It does not taste like chicken.
Huh.
Believe me.
Can you describe it in the least?
What it tastes like?
Yeah.
It tastes like bone, and it has no real taste unless whatever you put on it. Otherwise, it just has really no taste.
Interesting.
Kind of like alligators, kind of like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is alligator?
By the way,
that's the way they're made.
We have a caller again. Dave from Visalia says, "Are you all at a nude beach? Can you send some pics, or can I watch them on Pornhub?" Ha ha ha. I guess we turned Dave on. He's hot.
Yeah. And we'll just tell him yes so he can, you know, picture what he's thinking. Yes,
yeah.
We are.
Well, Sam from Michigan says this is like watching swamp people. I disagree. It's more like mountain people, huh, John?
That's right. That's right. Doggone it. You know, we're the type of people, Eli, that has to put coleslaw on a hot dog.
Well, it's not a hot dog without it.
That's right.
Oh, that sounds good.
Oh, homemade chili sauce, coleslaw, and a hot dog. Oh, my, yes. And you don't grill the bun. You steam it.
You
what
steam it. You don't
butter?
Grill it?
No, you just steam the bun. Make it nice and soft, and then nestle that little dog in there and put on your chili sauce and coleslaw, and you're ready for a feast. Grab yourself a Bud Light, or if you're protesting Budweiser, try a Heineken, and just sit there and drink and eat to your heart's content.
Well, what about a Pabst Blue Ribbon?
Oh, a PBR. Oh, my goodness. Boy, that brings back memories, doesn't it?
How about Leinen Kugels?
Oh, a Leinen.
From Wisconsin.
That's right. From northern Wisconsin comes Leinen Kugel. And we call them Leinies. And that's what you either did PBR or you did a Liney. Maybe every once in a while you can do a Schlitz.
Schlitz. Yeah.
Whatever happened to Schlitz? I haven't heard of that name for ages.
Well, I'm pretty sure they made Schlitz in Milwaukee. So that would be a Wisconsin beer, but yeah, splits, throws.
Were they related to hams? Ham spear?
That's a Minnesota beer, I believe, from the land of sky blue waters.
Blue waters.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That little bear and sing and dance.
Yeah, they were so cute.
Here's one.
Do you remember this
one? Wiedermann's. Remember those?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
We bought it in high school because it was
We had one out here. It was called Hams, with two M's, Hams beer. I think if you looked on the can, there was a little frog peeing in the stream.
The best.
Yeah, it was pretty small, you know.
The best tasting beer I ever had, John, was Bohack beer.
Really? Where's it out of?
Bohack, that was a supermarket, Bohack, and they used to have their own beer. And you make that beer ice cold, it was the best beer I ever had.
I'll be darned.
Yep.
Well, you know, nowadays, you know, we're looking at doing an indoor football team in Central Ohio, and. Let's see. You have Great Lakes Brewing out of Cleveland, and you have how is it pronounced? Yingling?
Yeah, Yingling.
They're out of Pennsylvania, and so I've written all these various breweries looking for sponsorship help. And it's amazing. My father used to make beer in our garage in Indianapolis. And you'd be sitting at the dinner table. I would be like, I don't know, 14, 15 years old. And you'd hear an explosion in the room next door, which was the garage, the over-fermentation would cause things to explode. But he'd make me root beer at least. And here's a trivia question for you, Eli. In Indiana, when I was growing up, you couldn't drink, of course, unless you went to Ohio, and then you would get 3.2 beer.
3.2 beer, you betcha.
And who made the 3.2 beer? Do you remember?
I do not know. All I remember is every time I went to Kings Island in high school, I had to buy the beer.
That's right.
They never carded.
You could cross the border at 18 and drink 3.2 beer. And it just made you pee a lot. It didn't really get you drunk. It just made you pee. Yeah, that's about it. Was that a sensor?
Anyway. Hey, we're up to 382.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yay. Woo-hoo.
Woo-hoo.
We're heading
to
the door. Come on,
people.
How many?
382.
No way.
Wow.
We have 22 minutes to go. So come on, guys.
Oh, my God. We're
going to
make 400 tonight.
Yeah.
We got to do it.
Oh, so exciting.
We're going to be rich and famous.
Yep. Everybody will know our names.
That's right. I feel like a Kardashian already.
Oh, my gosh.
John, I
I'm the only one they pointed out this time.
What, Eli?
So I've seen your backside. You are not a Kardashian.
Okay. All right. In the immortal words of John Guy, bite me. But anyway, You can say that on a food show, I'm pretty sure.
Of course.
Yeah. So, I mean, we were yesterday rolling these giant fuzzy dice and moving a stick. And I'm thinking to myself,
it had a horse's head on it. It had a horse's head.
Well, some did.
Oh, some had a dinosaur.
Yeah, I had a dinosaur head on my stick. And because, of course, we're all confined to wheelchairs, the poor lady, the activities director, she had to go fetch the dice and move the sticks. We did nothing but just sort of throw the dice up in the air.
And drink beer and wine.
And drink beer and wine and chocolate yo-hos or something.
Oh.
We had some cream-filled chocolate delight. We had the best pie yesterday. Oh, my God. We had peach pie, and then they put whipped cream and caramel sauce on it.
Oh,
yummy. It was the best pie I've had since I've been here at the the home for the aged and infirm. So that's and you know. And I don't know if it should be a food group or not, but we have a marijuana dispensary about four blocks from here. And tell me now, would edibles from the dispensary be considered a food group?
Well,
no.
I think so. It's like a vegetable, a salad. Yeah.
Well, it depends what it's made out of, too.
Yeah.
You got your gummies, you got your brownies, you got your cookies, you got your popcorn. I mean, you know, I would say so.
I didn't know they had that much variety.
Oh God, yeah.
They have Rice Krispies treats. They have everything.
The dispensary peg?
I've never been to a dispensary.
Oh. It takes 20 minutes.
I just have friends who are connected.
It takes 20 minutes to do what?
To decide what you want.
Oh, yeah.
Decide which thing you want.
I mean, you're in a supermarket full of drugs and drug paraphernalia. And it's you've fallen into Alice in Wonderland.
And then if you go on certain days, they give away freebies and stuff. Right, John?
Yes.
They give free samples?
You know, John, since it's a food group, I just went for the show while I was out in Oregon, and I about died at the prices. So as I was inquiring in my investigative work, I said, how much is it? And the guy goes, 17. I said, 117? He goes, no, 17. It was $17. Like in Illinois and Missouri, down in St. Louis, equal amount is over $100. But it was $17 in Oregon.
Oh,
wow.
Hey, gang, listen to this. That's microwave popcorn. That is
microwave popcorn. Did you sprinkle a little bit of the green on there, Rick?
Yeah, I'm going to say regular.
Yep, that's popcorn. Well, did you hear the popcorn popping?
Yeah.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, we have another caller.
Oh no.
Lance from Pensacola, Florida said, I hear your producer saying on a Tampa show that he's interviewing a sex therapist on Monday. I don't know, is that true, Mark? Now you need to have her on the show. Well,
man.
Thank you, Lance.
Yeah,
that would help our sex lives. They could tell us what to eat so we could get the, you know.
The guy's name is Lance?
Lance from Pensacola.
Yeah, okay. Lance. That's a porn name. Lance. I'm pretty sure Lance is a porn name.
Is his name Harry Lance?
Well, I think Mark decided that's true. He let the cat out of the bag, so we know Mark's going to have an exciting Monday, huh?
Yeah. Oh, I guess so.
He says he's interviewing Kimberly this Monday. Kimberly.
That's her name, Kimberly?
Kimberly, right. Kimberly.
Well, I don't know if you guys know this, but I give all of my wives Roman numerals to tell them apart. And I'm on III right now. And my next one would be IV, and I would probably need an IV to stay up with wife number four. But that's the easy way of doing it is giving them Roman numerals.
Well, yeah. Hey, we actually have a caller who gave us a compliment.
No way.
Yeah.
What the hell were they thinking?
Albert from Poway says, "Hey, guys, great work each and every week. I'm so proud of you guys building it brick by brick." How about that?
Oh, that is really nice.
And Kyle from Danbury gave me a shout-out, welcoming me back, and he wants to know if Captain Jet is burying a body. That's why he's popping the popcorn so he can drown it out.
A compliment. What are we building brick by brick?
Yeah.
They're building a brick.
Going to the dispensary?
They're trying to brick you in so you can't get out to the dispensary anymore. They're actually putting up a brick fence around the feeble-minded home here so we can't get away.
That's right, they are.
That's
they
right.
tore down. Oh, yeah. They tore down the wire, and they're going to put up a brick and mortar wall. That way, the homeless encampment, which is just down the hill from us, in the riverbed, they can't come and start fires anymore in our parking lot.
Right. That's right. Or sneak into the building at night to do their laundry and try to find apartments that are open and, you know, try to steal John's candy and goodies.
Right.
We've got 393 listeners.
Oh, come on. All we need
is seven.
Come on. Roll those big fuzzy dice.
Papa needs the new pair of shoes.
I have a question for the two Cindys. What are you going to do to celebrate Hawaiian Day tomorrow here at the old folks' home?
Well, I'm planning on attending the – go ahead, Cindy. Go ahead.
No, it's okay, Cindy. You go first,
well,
Cindy.
I'm going to do the barbecue out by the pool, and evidently there's going to be someone there to save people's lives if they get into trouble in the pool. I do have my own floating device, so hopefully I can just get on there and float around and have a good time and relax. It'll be great.
Well, I'm going to be the one that needs to be rescued.
Uh-oh.
Well, no, not necessarily, because I'm going to be bringing transistor radios that we can just sort of throw into the pool at random, and then no rescue is necessary.
It'll be like our own jacuzzi with that water zipping around, you know?
That's right. That's right.
And then we'll have the spam and the pineapple waiting for us when we get out. So that'll be great.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Spam and pineapple.
Yep. I know that's your plan.
That's what my plan is. I like to go to Las Vegas, and when I do, I love to go to the California Casino, which is downtown on Fremont Street, and that's where all the Hawaiians stay when they come to Vegas. So you can get spam there at the casino diner. Spam and gravy, spam and eggs, spam, you name it.
Spam.
I never heard that there.
Well, yeah.
You well, know, I was going to see the activities director. She has lays for all of us, and so she's going to be putting those around our necks as we enter the pool area. So we have our little lays.
Those kinds of lays. Okay.
I know where your mind was, buddy.
Oh, is that the one where we lay together?
I see.
Is that
where we live together?
Yeah. I always wanted to go to Hawaii to get laid. I see it as great.
Man.
They put the flower in the neck.
It's the best experience in the world when you do it in Hawaii.
Oh yeah.
It's probably kind of hot there now.
I'm down in Brooklyn.
Probably, yeah.
Well, it was only
114
today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're not going to melt. We're not going to melt by the pool tomorrow. We'll be just fine.
No. And it rained last night.
Not over here.
Yeah.
No.
On my side of the building.
Wow. I thought was thunder and lightning over here. No rain, just thunder and lightning. I got ripped. I got robbed. Totally.
Hey, John. Don't you love it? Don't you love it when they say it's a dry heat?
Yeah, I've got a T-shirt that has a skeleton with saying it's a dry heat.
Yeah,
yeah. It's like living in a pizza oven.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yep. That's exactly
what
it's like.
But at least we don't have all the humidity.
Not right now, we don't.
Yeah, I've had 30 summers out here, and so at that point you just sort of grin and bear it.
Yeah, pretty much. That's all you can do.
You know, the other 8 months out of the year. Yeah.
Hey, did they ever figure it out? Did they ever figure out what started the fires in Hawaii? Does anybody know?
No.
I haven't heard.
I don't know.
What
in
started
Hawaii.
Those fires in Hawaii?
How'd they get started?
They were saying that the fires were started by the electric company not doing what they needed to when the storms came through.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Instead of turning the heat down or the air down, it just got so bad that it started the fires.
Wow.
That's what I heard. But I could be wrong.
Hey, John. John?
Yes, sir.
When it's 120 degrees in Arizona, if you put your heat on in your house to 90 degrees, does it go down to 90 degrees?
That's a good one. That was a really good one there.
Yeah,
it probably would. Yeah, it probably would.
Yeah.
We try not to get it that hot inside the homes to begin with. That way we don't have to try to go down to that. We're already either set at 70 or 80 in here. So. That would cost a lot to get it from 120 down to 90. That would be a lot of money.
Yeah. Fortunately, here at the home, we don't have utility bills to worry about.
This is true.
So
they know we're not that responsible. We wouldn't be able to pay our own bills, so they do everything.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Our apartment is at 68.
Wow.
That's chilly. Yeah.
Oh, no, it doesn't get chilly until my wife accidentally hits the thermostat and it zooms down to 62. At that point, we're starting to talk hypothermia.
Yeah. That's gold for us Arizonans. That's chilly.
It is. We woke up one morning and the temp was 62, and both of us thought we were going to die. Not good.
Yep.
Have
Not
we
good.
Hit 400?
Well, I haven't gotten an update from...
We need to hit 400 or else...
Mark,
we can't
are you out there?
What did we hit last week?
393. Now we're 395, so we only have five more to go.
Yeah, but we're running out of time now.
Oh.
Right. We got 4 minutes to go, I think.
Yep.
Oh.
Come on,
people. Do your job. We're doing our job.
We're over here working our butts off.
That's right. Doggone it.
Working.
Well, we should probably wrap it up.
Well,
yeah,
if we only have a minute left, we should say thank you.
Yeah.
We should say thank you to those that stumbled onto our show and remind them next Thursday.
Do it again.
We're gonna try to have a sex therapist.
The girl, our house caught on fire. Never forget the look on my father's face as he gathered me up.
What
in
is
his
that?
Heart. Race to the burning building.
That's Vaughn playing the piano. Next Thursday. Same time, same station. Everybody eat poorly. Until then, I'm John Guy.
And I'm Eli Rakevich.
Is that all there is?
And I'm Ray the Undertaker.
And I'm Peg Palmer.
I'm Cindy Montgomery.
And I'm Cindy Baker.